Fuel, we are Performance, bringing you a new series called Forging Players. Join the Fuel team in 2023 as we take you on the 7 steps to the arena. We teach you how to play golf, highlight what's important, and help you move to your next level.
How's it going, everybody? Today we are going to talk about approach proximities in our next level series, and we're going to specifically talk about advanced player proximities and what they need to look like. And we're also going to kind of look forward a little bit from kind of advanced player to elite player. So advanced players would be kind of mid 70s, elite players would be low 70s, and then by tour player, you're averaging kind of below par, so par and below on that. And you have to realize a couple things. When we talk about approach proximities, most people think about what's your average proximity to the hole when you hit the green. So they'll say the average proximity on tour with a wedge is 18 feet. And that's a useful to some degree metric, but you have to realize a couple things. That's usually only considering when you hit the green and you're putting from the putting surface, and it's not taking all different proximities into account. So if you talk about approach dispersions, and by dispersion, we mean a percentage, and the percentage is how much did you miss your target by divided by the length of the shot. So if you missed the pin by 10 yards on a 100 yard shot, that's a 10% dispersion, 10 yards over 100 yards. If you look at players when they hit the green, and a lot of people usually refer to this metric, what their proximity and their dispersion when they hit the green, high level players are between 6 and 7%. Advanced players are about 7% or so. But what they're ignoring is when you miss the green, it's a much bigger number, because obviously when you miss the green, you're not going to be within 6% to the pin. You're going to be more like 15 to 25% miss. So a high level player, you're talking about kind of all proximities combined, all dispersions combined, is really about a 10% miss. When they hit the green, it's closer to 6 or 7%. So we'll look a little bit at that, but that's really just giving you a accuracy rating kind of on approach. What it's not talking about yet is how many greens you're hitting in regulation, which we're going to get into. How many of those are inside 40 feet? How many inside 20 feet, which are in positions? And how many are inside 8 feet, which is our kind of, let's not say kick in birdie, but a very short, very good birdie opportunity if you're inside 8 feet, because you usually only have one or two of those around at best. So let's kind of get started. Let's pull up a chart here and look at kind of how our dispersions change as you go from a advanced player to an elite player. And we're going to throw in their tour player just to have a look at it anyway. Okay, so here is our chart that shows you our approach proximities and dispersion. We're going to talk about dispersions in this chart to make it easier. But it goes from 10 yards out to about 210 yards. And shows you based on the player level from advanced to elite to tour. And again, advanced is really what we're talking about here, which would be kind of mid 70s. That is the blue line on this chart. And it shows you the dispersion based on the approach distance. Now, notice it's not 6% all the way across the board. It starts off at like 17 to 18% when you're in at 10 yards. And think about that. If you're at 10 yards and you hit it to a 17% dispersion, that's only 1.7 yards, which is 5 feet. So if you have a 10-foot chip or a 10-foot pitch and you hit it inside 5 feet, that's still almost a 20% dispersion. So that's why those numbers look high up there. But as you work your way down out to 100 yards, it's starting to hit the 6% level. And then it actually goes down a little bit below that as you get out to 150 yards and beyond. So the thing that I notice most about this graph is that if you look even from advanced to elite, so from mid 70s to low 70s, there is a very small change. The elite players do hit it, have a tighter dispersion than the advanced, and the tour players even tighter still, but it's not a whole lot. And we can look at the data here, but you're really talking on average about a 0.5% better dispersion as you go across these three levels. We're not talking about 5% or 10%, it's about a 0.5%. So if you look at just 100 yards alone, advanced players are a little bit over 6% and elite players are right on 6%. And we're talking decimal places. So there's not a whole there, it's better, but it's not like dramatically glaring better what the dispersions are. They are continuing to improve how close they hit it. And again, this graph is only when they hit the green. This is not a graph that shows you what happens when you miss the green or all your approaches combined. This is just, and this is actually fairway dispersion. So when you're in the fairway and you hit it in from 100 yards, you should be hitting it about 6% dispersion on average. Again, not dramatically different than the elite player, but that's kind of what we're looking for. 6-ish%. If you're not keeping your dispersions or you don't have any way to get your dispersion percent, I highly recommend you do that. But just remember, you know, 6% here is from the fairway when you hit the green, not from the fairway when you miss the green, not from the fairway bunker when you miss the green, because those are going to be dramatically bigger dispersions, obviously. But this is just, you're in the fairway, you got a good lie, and you hit the green, how close are you hitting it? A little bit of a limited picture, but it is one slice that we look at. What we're going to look at now instead, or in addition to this, is not just our dispersion percent, but how often you're on the green, how often you're inside 40 feet, 20 feet, and 8 feet, because that is tells a much bigger story than just the dispersion percent, not considering how quickly you got to the green. Okay, so let's have a look at our chart here that will show you the breakdown of greens and the subset of greens, which is effective greens, 40 feet and in positions, 20 feet and in, and blackjacks, 8 feet and in. And what we'll see again at our advanced level, which is mid-70s, we have a goal of 10 greens with 9 of them being inside 40 feet, which means you only get one of those where you really have kind of just a loose shot in where you're outside 40 feet. You really need 9 of them inside 40 feet, and of those, between 5 and 6 inside 20 feet, and of those, between 1 and 2 inside 8 feet. This is where, if you look at proximities and somebody says, well, I have an 18-foot average proximity, well, you can have an 18-foot proximity by having 10 greens at exactly at 18 feet, or half of them, you know, at 10 feet and half of them at 30 feet, ish, you know, close to that. So they're not equivalent, but depending on your birdie conversion rates and your three putting rates, you always have to be careful with averages because they can give you a very skewed story, because there's a lot of different mixes that you can have that will produce the same average, if that makes sense. So we really need to look at, for advanced players, 10 greens average. When you move up to elite, which is low 70s, that jumps by 2. We actually jump by 2 whole greens, which is a pretty big jump. And then another green to get to tour level. So advanced, we're at 10, which still doesn't really have you breaking par yet, but it's got you in mid-70s. But nine of those inside 40, ideally 6 inside 20, and then a couple short ones in there. The big jump here, as you can see, is really more from advanced to elite than it is from elite to tour. So there's a bigger jump to get from mid-70s to low 70s than there is to get from low 70s to breaking par, basically. But any way you look at it, you have to continue to hit more greens in regulation, more of those inside 40 feet, more of those inside 20 feet, and just the overall proximity circles just have to be getting closer and closer, because A, you've got to convert a higher level of those to get your score lower, and B, you've got to reduce your three putts, which is if you're too far away, your three putts are going to be too high, and if you're missing greens, so even at the advanced level, if you're missing 8 greens, you're expected to give up 4 bogeys on that. So that's if you're a good scrambler, you're going to give up 4 bogeys on that. You're going to lose a half a shot per green you miss if you're a good scrambler. If you're not a great scrambler, it could be 5 or 6 shots just from a screen. So the greens are really important to hit more of those. Make your goal 10, with 9 of those being inside 40 feet, which means, again, don't just hit the green necessarily anywhere. You know, you're rarely going to be in the middle of the green farther than 40 feet, but you really want to be able to hit greens, but make them effective, meaning you're not three putting from so far away. Anyway, if you're not keeping track of any of this, really important that you keep track of kind of where you are, because we know where you need to be depending on what level of golfer you want to be. And we know how many greens and how many in positions and all those numbers. And if you really not tracking them, you probably don't know what those numbers are. And it's super important to keep a handle on those so that you can drive your training and drive your approach strategies, which are then going to start reducing bogeys and increasing your birdie conversions. Okay. Hope that was helpful. We'll talk to you more about this in the next video.